For the first 2 months of 2020, Lake Michigan broke records for high water levels. That's according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers monthly report on lake levels. High water levels, along with more frequent and more intense storms, can cause problems for homes and businesses along the shoreline, especially when it comes to erosion. Our next guest is hoping to pass legislation to at least help address that issue. Assembly Representative Tip McGuire is a Democrat from Wisconsin's 64th Assembly District, which includes Kenosha, Racine, Summers, and Mount Pleasant. Representative McGuire, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we get into your proposed legislation, Representative McGuire, can you talk about the problem communities are having with erosion that people maybe away from the Great Lakes aren't as directly familiar with?
Oh, well, sure. So a lot of folks, you know, and this includes municipalities and our governments as well and public infrastructure, but due to the high water levels, the water just as it moves and during storms is more likely to erode away at the land that we have, you know, I mean, bordering the lake. And so for people whose private property is there, this obviously it can diminish the value of the private property. It can take away things that people on lakes have probably been using, you know, places where they can dock their boats or other infrastructure like that. And ultimately, it can even, and what we've seen in Kenosha has been rather incredible in Kenosha County, but it's gotten so far in that it's even had some houses fall into the lake by undermining the land that the house is built on. And so it's a real issue for a lot of people who live on the lakeshore.
And this legislation now you're proposing, what would it do to start to address this problem?
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you said that. It is just to start to address the problem because this is not a cure-all. But what this bill does is it creates a $5 million revolving loan fund. And a revolving loan fund means that you lend the money out, and then as it's paid back with interest, that money goes into the same fund to be lent out to more homeowners. But it creates a $5 million fund to lend to homeowners to be able to put infrastructure in place that can help stop erosion. So certain rock barriers and other things, revetment walls that can help prevent erosion from occurring. However, those pieces of infrastructure are actually very expensive to put in. And so many of the families that live along the lake can't afford to put those up and can't afford to protect their property in that way. I've always thought one of the great things about Wisconsin and in particular Kenosha and Racine is that middle-class families can afford to get a house on the lake or a house near the lakeshore. And these people, they work very hard to pay off their home and they build equity in their houses. And then something like this comes and undermines all of that. So we want to be able to provide a loan to them to be able to protect their property and their investment.
I've talked to some experts on erosion on lakeshores, and one concern is that, okay, if you and I are neighbors and I do a particular kind of protection, it might help me, but it might send more water your way and more erosion your way. Is there a requirement that people using this program get involved in at least some kind of coordination so they're not just lone wolfing their solutions here?
Well, so that was one of the reasons that we wanted to use this approach, actually, is because if people just get individual loans through a bank or through some other mechanism to be able to pay this off, there would be sort of no coordination and not necessarily anybody overseeing the overall picture. But this way, it kind of ultimately is going through the Department of Natural Resources. So a state agency is able to say, well, this sort of project wouldn't work in that manner. Perhaps it could be something else. Perhaps a different sort of project or protection, you know, method of protecting would better benefit us all as well as protect your property.
I know another potential solution that would only work on some sites is to actually move structures further inland. That only applies to people who have that much land. Would a loan like that be able to be used for something like that, moving buildings and other structures out of harm's way?
Well, I'll say when I drafted the bill, that was not quite what I was envisioning, but that's certainly very interesting. I think it would probably end up going through that question would be determined by the administrative rulemaking process that the Department of Natural Resources would have in determining what projects are acceptable under this. I don't specifically prescribe within the legislation what projects are acceptable.
Gotcha.
We try to leave those up to the experts at the agency.
We're talking to Assembly Representative Tip McGuire from southeastern Wisconsin. He's backing legislation that would help get loans to people who live on Great Lakes shorelines who are dealing with problems of erosion caused by high lake levels and more frequent and intense storms. Representative McGuire, that's at the state level. I know you are watching very closely what's happening in Congress, in the U.S. Senate at this point. What are you watching there when it comes to erosion and lake levels?
Well, there have been a number of ways that the federal government has been able to assist. First and foremost, Governor Evers had called for a state of emergency relating to about 3 days of storms we had in January. And that allows FEMA, once you surpass a threshold of damage, that allows the Federal Emergency Management Agency to be able to put funds in to help with public infrastructure. But on top of that, I noticed that there had been a bill that moved through the Federal House of Representatives that had an amendment attached to it from a Republican from Michigan that would provide an additional $50 million for nonprofit organizations as well as public entities to be able to invest in lakeshore protections. And so we and a number of my colleagues joined me on this from both sides of the aisle, wrote a letter to our U.S. senators asking that they pressure Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell into scheduling that bill so we can try and get those funds here in Wisconsin and protect our lakeshore.
So that's the state and federal levels. Are you seeing local governments in your part of the state trying to tackle this problem as well?
Well, I think that local government is almost always the one who is tackling the problem and then hoping to get assistance from state and federal government. I mean, ultimately, you know, when roads or parks or other public infrastructure is damaged by high lake levels and is damaged by, erosion, it ultimately is these governments that are the ones trying to fix those in at least the physical manner. And so I think a lot of times they look for assistance from the state and from the federal government, and we're hoping they'll be able to access that for them.
Getting back to your own proposed legislation, Representative McGuire, the Assembly is it's done with its session for the year. The Senate is supposed to have another day that's on hold because of coronavirus concerns. What is your best case timeline for getting your loan program for lakeshore communities in place?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I doubt that it will happen this session. What I am hoping to do, and you alluded to this earlier, that is that a lot of people who don't live on lakeshores or live in lakeshore communities, they don't necessarily know about this problem. So what I was really hoping to do this year is to be able to have a public hearing where we can make sure that people who are impacted by this can come up and make other legislators understand the issue, as well as having experts come in and explain why this happened, why our lake levels are so high, and the ultimate damage that it can do in the long run. And so I was hoping to be able to bring more publicity and some more notice to the bill so that other legislators could finally understand this issue, and then perhaps next session we would be able to get something more concrete done. Given the coronavirus, I think it's safe to say we won't necessarily be able to have a public hearing anytime soon, but I am optimistic that we can certainly find a way of making sure that other legislators in the Capitol understand this issue, whether it has to happen this summer or even later. We'll continue pressing on it. I'm confident in that.
We'll watch for that. And Representative McGuire, in our last minute or two, I just wanted to ask how your constituents, how your communities and your district are reacting, what you're hearing from them when it comes to coronavirus.
Well, I think it's certainly been a challenge for everyone. I know a lot of people are either, you know, shut up in their houses or have to go to work in circumstances that give them concern and concern for their families. And I really think, it's inspiring in a certain way to see how many people have come together, even from a distance, to support small businesses and support workers and support the men and women who are our first responders, as well as our doctors and nurses who are doing such a heroic job. I think that's inspiring, and that gives me hope that we're going to be able to pull through this and make sure that as few lives are impacted as possible.
Representative McGuire, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me on. I look forward to chatting with you more about these issues in the future.
That's Assembly Representative Tip McGuire, a Democrat from Wisconsin's 64th district, which includes Kenosha, Racine, Summers, and Mount Pleasant. He's sponsoring a bill that would help homeowners and businesses along the shoreline to give them loans that would help deal with erosion from the Great Lakes in times of higher lake levels and more frequent and intense storms. Well, if you're looking out your back window and seeing this problem in action, let us know about it. Love to hear from you. If you've got before and after pictures, you can send those to us. You can email ideas@wpr.org and let us know what's going on your part of the shoreline.